Where does your worldview take you? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, we've been talking about a seminar you gave at Aalto University in Finland, titled, Do We Need God to Make Sense of the Universe?
John, I tied things together with the question of destination. Where will your worldview take you? Worldviews have consequences, and it's important to know what direction we're heading, with God or without God.
Yeah, in another program, you talked about those who write checks that their worldview can't cash.
Well, listen to another good example. What most atheists do believe is that although there is only one kind of stuff in the universe, and it is physical, out of this stuff comes minds, beauty, emotions, moral values. In short, the full gamut of phenomena that gives richness to human life.
But how do minds and beauty, emotions and morality just arise from non-living matter?
Well, according to the avowed atheist, it must be possible because apparently it happened. Their prior commitment to a godless outlook trumps the fact it doesn't fit. It doesn't fit countless components of human experience.
So what do we do if people won't listen to reason, or even the reason for reason?
We are only responsible to share the reason why we believe what we believe. God helps us make sense of the questions of origin, meaning, purpose, rationality, identity, morality, beauty, emotion, progress, social concern. The list goes on and on. Take God out of the equation, and these things are left dangling in midair. We still want them, but we have nothing to support them.
Right.
Bring God back into the picture, and we have the right framework, because it's true we need God to make sense of the universe.
That's Alec McClellan with Reason Why, ultimate truth for ordinary people. Visit the website reasonwhy.org.